Today on A Moment of Science, the ocean's most wanted. Sure, they might seem innocent and downright lovely in your aquarium, but released into the wild, your plants and fish can knock aquatic ecosystems right out of balance. Today's invasive species, the water hyacinth.
Don, aren't you being a little melodramatic?
Not at all, Yael. Native to the Amazon basin, but considered an ornamental aquarium plant, the water hyacinth was introduced to Florida in 1884. But by the mid-1950s, water hyacinths were clogging Florida's waterways and interfering with navigation, not to mention displacing the native species. Cleanup took millions of dollars, and they're still spreading on every continent except Antarctica.
That is a sad story.
And here's the thing. Guess how many of the species on the International Union for the Conservation of Nature's list of the 100 worst invasive species are the result of aquarium and ornamental releases?
How many?
A full third. You see, when it comes to aquarium animals and plants, we're dealing with mature adults, and particularly hardy ones at that, since the weaker ones don't survive transport. So whenever they're released into the environment, either intentionally or accidentally, they're better able to establish themselves.
Yikes, it's like we're breeding them for survival.
And despite all this, until recently, researchers have largely ignored the role of pet fish and aquarium plants when studying the spread of exotic and invasive species.
Sounds like it's time for some guidelines.
Yes, especially ones that encourage the trade of less invasive and aggressive species, or the substitution of native and or safer species that people could grow instead.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Heather Reynolds in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.